From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. British Prime Minister David Cameron reached a deal with all 27 fellow European Union leaders late Friday to keep Britain in the EU. He said he will present the deal to his cabinet today, the first step in what will be a long and tough campaign to convince British voters that the country should remain in the EU. The question will be put to a referendum in June, and so far voters appear evenly split. Uganda's main opposition leader, Kizza Besigye, was arrested for a second time in 2 days Friday, as election results showed him running a distant second in the presidential poll to incumbent Yoweri Museveni. Besigye's Forum for Democratic Change party was trying to hold a news conference to talk about alleged election fraud by authorities. U.S. warplanes attacked an Islamic State training camp in western Libya Friday near the border with Tunisia, hitting their main target and killing dozens of terrorist recruits. Defense officials in Washington said the airstrike likely killed a senior figure in the Islamic State group. Peter Cook is a spokesperson for the U.S. military headquarters.
We took this action against Sabir in the training camp after determining that both he and the ISIL fighters at these facilities were planning external attacks on U.S. and other Western interests in the region.
U.S. had been watching the Islamic State facility for weeks. U.S. and Russia have launched talks on brokering a ceasefire in Syria after failing to make Friday's scheduled deadline for a pause in fighting. Officials in the two countries sat down for talks in Geneva late Friday to try to find a way for a long-term end to hostilities that would help efforts to deliver humanitarian aid to besieged areas of Syria. This is VOA News.